Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. This portion of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers.
So, hey, everyone. Oh, September 9th is a very, very big day. The reason is because Bryn and I are stepping up for Team Alice as we participate in the first responder stair climb.
Oh.
And this is a big fundraising thing we're doing for the first responders, the police department, the firefighters, the paramedics. Bryn and I are going to climb 1,197 stairs.
All right, man.
Are you guys going to do the whole thing?
We are, yeah. And
how long do they think it'll take?
25 minutes.
Oh, goodness.
So, if you go to the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, I just posted a link of where you could donate to our team. And our goal is to raise $1,000.
Send me the link.
Oh, okay, I will. And right now we're at $76.
All right!
Already out of the gate.
7% of the way there.
So if you wouldn't mind, please donate to Bryn and I's team. I'm sure out of all the CBS stations, we're probably going to win.
You're sure?
So you're just looking for $1,000, but obviously you'll take more than that.
Yeah.
You're hoping to win and be the best, most supported team.
And you also can sign up to participate. The event is September 9th at 555 California Street. So all the information is there at the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, and we'd love for you to help out the Hooman and Bryn team.
Didn't you just do something like this where you were running up and down this?
This was a kickoff. To get pictures and video.
I see.
Yeah.
So
ready.
Now you got to go do the real thing. Mm-hmm.
Correct.
All right. Well, good luck, guys. I'm sure that the Alice family will support you.
Yeah, it's for a good cause, too, you know, for the first responders suffering from PTSD.
Yeah, that's a nice... Good job, boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Way to represent the Alice. Mm. The 2017 Mazda 3 named a Car and Driver 10 Best 4 years in a row. A better driving experience is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. Taylor Swift. Today.
Yeah. Hey, are we going to play the montage at 8?
Oh, yeah, the montage. Oh, my God. We haven't played the montage for so long. I forgot we even have it. Yeah, let's do it at 8.
Okay.
Don't forget. Right. I might forget.
Taylor Swift.
Now I want it. Now I want it right now. Okay, Taylor Swift.
Let's do the Taylor Swift story.
Taylor Swift is in the middle of a trial. A guy is suing her for $3 million saying, you lied and got me fired from my job.
Mm-hmm.
And she is countersuing for a dollar saying, dude, you stuck your hand up my skirt. So David Mueller is the guy who got fired. He denies it. And she said on the stand yesterday, his lawyer is named Gabriel McFarland. And she's so good. Like, she answers the...
Taylor is.
Taylor's so good. Like, at one point, he's asking her questions, and she starts calling him by his name. She's like, Gabe, I wouldn't have said that if it wasn't... You know, things like... Like, she's really, you know, such a warm and genuine person. So she said, he had a handful of my ass. He grabbed my bare ass under my skirt. He stayed attached to my bare ass cheek as I lurched away from him. It was a definite grab, a very long grab.
Wow.
And what he did was very intentional, she said to the attorney. David Mueller has maintained that he did not grope Taylor Swift. Taylor's attorney told the jury.
What's your instinct on this?
He grabbed her by the ass.
Yeah, he grabbed her.
I agree.
Yes,
yeah.
I just don't see Taylor Swift having time to make things up about some dude that. I mean, she must take a million pictures a day,
right?
And she's there and she's doing publicity shots. By the way, apparently the other girl in the photo.
Was his girlfriend.
His girlfriend.
Right.
Not some other person from the station.
And we haven't heard from her.
No. I wonder if she'll take the stand. Not that it would really... I mean, how could she know what she looked like?
They're not still together, though, right?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
It's been years since the incident, and a couple of the things that have happened on the stand, or I should say in court, is that things he had that he could have used as evidence, he says he spilled coffee on the laptop, and then he couldn't make the hard drive that he backed everything up to, couldn't make that work or something, it failed. It's like, dude, you sound so full of it.
So he's maintaining he did not grope her. Her attorney told the jury that the singer's bodyguard, Greg Dent, had testified in a deposition. He didn't take the stand, but they read back some of
singer's
his...
Singer's bodyguard, okay.
So this is... The guy's name is Greg Dent. He's her bodyguard. He testified he saw Mueller lift her skirt as they were posing for a photo.
Wow.
I know.
There it is.
Mueller admitted that his arm's position behind Swift in the photo is weird and awkward, and said his hand was touching the singer's skirt, but insists that he never groped her. He said his hand was initially at the level of her rib cage, and apparently it went down. Yesterday, she said, "This is what happened. It happened to me. I know it was him. I'm not going to allow you or your client to make me feel in any way that this is my fault, because it isn't. I'm being blamed for the unfortunate events of his life that are a product of his decisions and not mine." While viewing the photograph at the center of the incident, Swift
which
said,
is everywhere, by the
which
way.
Which is the photo. Swift said, "Gabe, let's personalize this. Gabe, this is a photo of him with his hand up my skirt, with his hand on my ass. You can ask me a million questions. I'm never going to say anything different. I never have said anything different." McFarland asked her, "Why doesn't the front of your skirt appear to be lifted?" She says, "Because my ass is located in the back of my body."
The beauty of this is she's been around enough. She's been around enough microphones, I should say, that she's not nervous.
No.
And so she's able to, in a composed, smart, and detailed way, handle this dude, where other people might fall
break
apart.
Down or start stuttering.
Right.
He also noted that she was closer to Mueller's girlfriend, Shannon Melcher, who's also in the photo. And she says, "Yes, she did not have her hand on my ass."
Right.
"I lurched away from him." They're saying the trial's going to go 9 days. Seems like they would both go up and say what happened, and the judge would decide.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think it's only an 8-man jury, too, or six women and two men, but only 8 people on the jury, which I thought was...
What's the normal number? 13?
12. 12 and alternate. Maybe there's alternates on there, too. I don't know. Usher.
Well, this isn't... What is this? This isn't a criminal trial. This is a civil lawsuit for money, right?
Right.
So it's totally a different deal then.
Yeah. I have no idea how they handle them. Before I get to Usher, you just put something in front of me with a big fat star on it, Bryn.
Yeah, I sure did.
So this is awesome.
Just because I know you love the national
anthem. I love the national anthem.
Here we go.
Well, the problem here is that the question is this the worst national anthem ever? Should I not even stand for this version?
Is it Roseanne?
No, it's...
That's a pretty bad one. I thought about that one. And who's the... is it Carl Lewis?
Yeah, that one's really
that
bad.
One's also
that's
really
a good
really
one,
bad.
Though, if you want to play that just for
so
fun.
This one...
I wouldn't say it's the worst. She's 11.
Oh,
who is it?
Come on. You guys are going to make fun of an 11-year-old.
She's 11. They're saying that this person sounds drunk. They don't say anything about her being 11 here. They say she's completely off key, bungles the lyrics, no sense of timing, and sounds drunk.
She's 11!
Whoa, am I looking at the wrong thing?
This is at... A demolition derby at the Summit County Fair in Utah.
Oh, come on.
Let's hear this. Let's
hold
hear
on.
This.
That's somebody's sure. kid.
I won't stand.
Do you have the wrong one?
I think I did. Let me get back to you.
Yeah, okay. We'll put that one on hold. Because, they're even saying
Bryn.
She posted an apology for it on Facebook.
Oh, no.
She's a little girl.
She's apparently.
But we should
got
hear
the
it.
Wrong one.
Nevertheless.
Can I hear it? I have it right here.
It's a national story. Let's hear it.
I haven't listened to this one.
Okay, so we haven't listened to this one.
Get the dump button ready. She might swear. Go ahead.
All right.
This is at the...
Oh, good Lord.
All right.
We've heard enough.
That might be the worst rendition I've ever heard of it.
She does sound drunk.
Every syllable.
tons of people complained after her performance, and the fair issued an apology. Their excuse was someone recommended her, and there was no sound check, and they didn't know what to expect. They just let her go. And she posted her own apology on Facebook, too.
What'd she say?
That doesn't say.
Oh. Yeah.
What's
sure
her
she's
name?
Like, they don't even have her name. Can you see if you can find the Facebook link to this lady? I guess maybe you need to be from Utah to know her.
Let's see.
Or maybe they're not releasing her name because she's a minor.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
It is criminal, after all.
So, but that's not the 11-year-old we were talking about, right? Because that lady sounds drunk.
I have the 11-year-old, too. I have Roseanne Barr, if you want to hear that one.
Oh, wait. I thought that was the 11-year-old.
No, he found an 11-year-old.
I found the 11-year-old first.
First, but it was the wrong one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He just probably looked for really bad national anthems.
Right. Mm. And it popped up first. I thought it was current.
I have her.
Oh, you found her?
Yeah. Her name is Jenny Lay.
No, that's a person issuing an apology on behalf of her.
Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's someone from the Utah County Fair?
Yes.
Jenny Lay.
Any more national anthems you want to hear?
No.
Hillary Clinton? No.
Oh, she
sang
it?
Hillary Clinton sang the national anthem?
Yeah, in 07.
Let's hear it.
Really? Right.
Oh, they just recorded her in a crowd singing it.
Someone put it near her.
She's not in front of the crowd on mic doing it.
And she's not that bad, actually. She's just singing along.
Well,
I don't even hear her.
For a lady.
Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah. Well, you know, in her defense, she doesn't stand up in front of people and sing it. She's just singing along. Oh, God, I love that song so much. Usher.
Yeah.
Let's get back to the Usher story.
Finally.
It's a whole bunch of stuff about Usher today.
Okay, great.
The woman who is suing Usher, this is Quantasia Sharpton, alleges that he hooked up with her in a hotel. Someone from the hotel has come forward.
To say what?
To say, I saw him go up there. I saw her meet him in the lobby. I asked him for a picture. He said, maybe on my way out. I worked there, and the reason I'm coming forward is I don't like what he said about her. So she was at a...
Whoa!
She was at a concert, and they found all kinds of stuff that backs up her story, by the way. They found photos of her with the opening act that night. She's got her birthday crown on. The concert was a few weeks after her birthday, so I'm assuming they were celebrating her birthday there, but she got the tickets for her birthday or whatever. Here's a shot of her. Here, I'm going to have to...
So let's back up while you find that picture. So the story goes, this woman hears that Usher has been giving herpes to people, and she says, what? I
slept with Usher.
She goes and gets herself checked and doesn't have herpes, but still says, I'm suing him because, I guess, mental anguish or just his recklessness, whatever.
Right, I guess.
So we get the pictures and we're like, my first thought is she's not good looking enough to get Usher to want to bone her.
She's good looking in these pictures.
That's Usher?
No, that's the opening act for Usher that night. That's how they say they proved that she was at the concert and was backstage.
Oh.
In fact, let me see if I can find that guy's name.
This says August. Quantasia and August. On 11/15/24. Yeah, that's the dude's name.
Usher's opening act at the venue.
All right.
So they found out that the concert in question was in Atlantic City, New Jersey, November 15th, 2014. She was there. They found pictures of her with this dude, August Alsina, Usher's opening act.
She looks a lot better in this picture by far than the other pictures.
She looks fantastic in that picture. She says one of Usher's... Quantasia says one of Usher's people took her phone number. The next thing she knew, she got a call from him. He ended up at her hotel. They had sex. He did not say he had genital herpes. Someone who says she works at the Days Inn in Atlantic City, less than a mile from the concert venue, tells
Days Inn.
The Days Inn. It's very fancy.
So Usher goes to the Days Inn
to do this girl. She was staying at the Days Inn. He just went there to
to do her. Believe me, I wasn't thinking. He's rock star, right?
Sure.
Is this guy filthy rich?
Yeah, a couple hundred million, yeah.
A couple hundred million,
that's pretty filthy. That's pretty dirty.
Maybe, let me see.
So this lady says...
180.
180. 180 million.
Damn, this guy's loaded.
He's not a Days in guy.
No, oh no. But he'll go wherever the nook is, I guess. So this lady who works at the Days Inn in Atlantic City tells TMZ she saw Usher come into the lobby shortly after midnight, November 16th. She says that she saw Quantasia come down, greeted the singer in the lobby, brought him to her room. She says that she asked Usher, she noticed, she remembers that Usher was in the hotel. She said she asked Usher for a picture. He said, I'll take one with you before leaving the hotel. She says she waited an hour, but he never returned. So anyway, and she says she was offended by the comment that he made about how she wasn't his type. And that's the only reason she says she's coming forward. So that's, listen, that could be anyone. That could just be
someone trying to get a cut of the payout.
Total nonsense, but
I'm here to back you up. What's my cut?
Today. The growing list of women who say Usher exposed them to the herpes virus includes two interesting people. We don't know their actual names, but they were his wife's friends, apparently. Jane Doe number one is the one who got paid $1.1 million.
Does this taint his love songs at all? I mean, when you hear him singing, crooning, all these hot love songs, but you know that he's got herpes and bones, anyone and everyone, does it change it for you at all?
Well, I'm not an Usher fan anyway, but I have to say that I've heard terrible things about singers that I really still love. Like, I know Michael Jackson.
Oh,
he's the one that pops to mind. I mean, that
When you hear a Michael Jackson song, is that what you think?
No. When I hear a Michael Jackson song, I go, oh, I love this song.
Yeah.
True. And then if I sit and dwell on it, then I go, I shouldn't love this song, this guy.
I still listen
to him.
Yeah, me too. I'll actually put it on the records.
And I've played him for my kid.
Sure.
She doesn't know.
Yeah.
She doesn't
They're
need to know.
They're just great songs.
Yes. Great classic songs that are part of the American experience.
All right. Good point. So, Usher...
So I don't know. Not a fan of his. All I can think of is herpes when I see him, but I'm sure other people...
I know. I'm thinking burn, yeah. Hmm.
It's called Burn.
Yeah. Isn't this like some new song that he's got coming out? Like ironically named Burn?
Oh, no. This song is super old.
Oh, this is old?
Yeah, this is old.
Can you sing this one too?
Oh, yeah, sing it.
I haven't sang this song in a long
time. All right, but you know.
A long time. I used to know all the
just
words.
Just la 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 along with it.
I don't remember.
They said I deal with.
Let it burn.
Let it burn, baby.
Yeah, anyway, Jane Doe number one is the one who was already paid $1.1 million. She was close friends with his first wife, Tamika Foster. Jane Doe number two is apparently friends with his current wife, Grace Miguel. And both of these women did get herpes, allegedly. So is this like part of the deal? If you marry Usher, you know he's going to go out there and do stuff. I mean, some people do
maybe
have
they
agreements.
Have an agreement, yeah. And she was his manager, right? Is she still his manager?
Wait, I thought Grace Miguel was his manager.
Oh, she's the manager one.
The one he's currently married to. Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, right. You'd think Grace Miguel, of all people, would know how this guy behaves if she's his manager. And she's like, yeah, I'll marry you. No problem. Okay. By the way, Usher is on the $100,000 pyramid on Sunday night at 10 o'clock on ABC. Yeah. Anybody who's staying up for that or you want to watch Usher, there you go. This is terrible news for Yeah Right. SoundCloud is going to go away.
Why?
Because they have no money left. I guess they're asking investors for a rescue funding vote tomorrow.
Chris Kelly, where are you?
I know. They had to suddenly lay off 40% of their staff last month. They're asking for about $170 million. They say the company might be worth $150 million.
Hey, Hooman?
Yes?
Can you have Chris Kelly give SoundCloud $170 million so Yeah Right can continue his recording career?
There are some companies out there that could just rescue SoundCloud, and this could be hugely beneficial. Like, I'm thinking Google could...
What about Chris Kelly, though? Can you ask him if he can give SoundCloud $170 million to save SoundCloud?
Here's the thing. Chris is really into film. Like, he's got, you know, he owns Fandor.com, okay? That's his, like, thing. But he's not really into music.
So you're saying no. You won't ask.
They're saying that if SoundCloud vaporizes, it would destroy its massive archive of user-uploaded music, podcasts, and other sounds.
Oh, so Yeah Right better back his stuff up right now.
I'm sure he's got it backed up, I would hope. They say SoundCloud has burned over $230 million in funding and are $70 million in debt.
Oh.
They're talking about the million... apparently this place is a, quote, an S show.
SoundCloud is.
Yes.
As a company.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do they make money?
That's it.
Apparently they don't.
That's the problem. They don't make any money.
They call them the YouTube for audio, and they tried to have a $9.99 SoundCloud Go Plus subscription service, and everyone went, no thanks. I don't think so.
Well, you would think at least the people who put their stuff up there would become members, right?
You'd think. But
that's
I guess
what they
should have
done.
If
they would have just charged like $1 to join, they wouldn't be in this mess.
They're actually saying the best bet is for them to give them enough money to shop themselves around to find a buyer. They call them the YouTube of audio.
Well,
and then
finally,
maybe
somebody's worse off than Snap. That's great news.
Here's how Snap stock,
here's
everyone.
The CEO.
It actually, I guess they reported their earnings. I didn't see it, but that was the big speculation, was either the stock's going to just bottom out, which seems like it couldn't get any worse, or it'll be okay. Like, hey, they
made some money.
And the stock was green yesterday.
Oh,
so
good.
Let's see what it is right now.
Oh, it's at $12.26.
It's going down.
Congratulations, Snapchat buyers.
Crunch is right.
On that note, Vinny, what's coming up in the news?
I've got a couple bridge stories for you.
Oh.
So that's always
people with bridges.
Okay.
Fun side hustles and more after these.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Happy Friday. Do, 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 do. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. I'm just so happy.
I'm like, where is she going with
nowhere.
This?
Zero place. Just happy Friday. I hope you have a great day. Enjoy whatever it is you're doing today and have a great weekend. A lot of people go into outside lands, and it looks like the weather will be cooperative.
Foggy, they're saying foggy, cold. Which, in the morning.
I say you want that. You don't want the blazing hot days when you're at a festival all day. So have a great weekend. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we've got tickets for the Monterey Bay Aquarium. Make sure you are here for that. You can win those. Amazon has a job that fits your life, seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area. Visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by OaklandSpotlight.com, a new feature from Visit Oakland, highlighting new neighborhood each month for August. Check out Oakland's Airport District.
Well, all right.
I can't wait for next week.
Well, what will it be?
I mean,
what will the new highlighted thing be?
Yuzi? Yep. Any hints as to the next neighborhood spotlight?
Lake Merritt.
From OaklandSpotlight.com.
Yeah, I actually have gone to the website, and they do have a bunch of different ones.
Oh.
I can't remember any of them at the moment, though.
All right. Well, go to OaklandSpotlight.com and check them out.
All right.
Here's what's happening. The Golden Gate Bridge has decided to sue the Daredevils for their stunt climb. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the video, I won't direct you to it, but I've seen it.
And it's epic.
They did go for it.
They could have easily died or
These
killed
dudes,
someone below them.
Mm-hmm. In fact, I guess this Wisconsin-based stunt climber known as Peter Currer, who goes by Peter Tea Time.
Oh, Peter Tea Time.
Well, he's a celebrity climber, Sarah.
Sure, he's got to have a cute name.
He's a celebrity stunt guy. He's being sued by the Golden Gate Bridge District for the climb up the international landmark. They've also named his partner... it looks like Thomas Rector, that kid's name.
What's his?
I don't know. The two kids reached the top of the 746-foot North Tower in April after climbing up some vertical suspension ropes, then walking up the main cable. They recorded the whole thing and blasted it out to social media. And when you see it, it will make your palm sweat.
It's very scary. Some
it's
of the
for
stuff
real.
They're pulling. It's quite adventurous. It's
their
extreme.
Path of travel did not trigger any alarms.
Oh, are there alarms set up? So
apparently,
they must have skipped.
Well, something. Skipped some of them. I mean, I know that they've got security for the bridge at
sure.
all times.
And wasn't it? Didn't it get dark as they were going
yes.
up? It, like, it was light out when
it
they
was,
started.
They climbed up at sunset.
It's crazy.
So it was dusk or whatever.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, they were looking out at the city as it's lit up from probably the best seat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's a better one. You've been up there, haven't you?
Yeah. It's pretty
amazing.
Great,
right?
I was thinking, when we were on vacation... I hung out with Tara Moriarty from Channel 2, and we were doing...
Shame.
Jesus. Be careful. We were doing a story on the bridge about a kid. But the bridge security, they're no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, they are very serious.
Well, they see people jump off that bridge. I mean, that is a serious job.
I was very respectful towards them because they
there's no messing around on the bridge. Job. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And they see horrible things. Mm-hmm. Thanks for doing that job, bridge security.
Yeah. Last week, the Bridge District filed a lawsuit in Marin Superior Court saying these kids trespass, nuisance, unjust enrichment, unfair business practices, and unfair competition. They say these climbers use the video to pump up their social media traffic and pursue licensing revenue for their heroic super name.
Tea Time.
Peter Tea Time.
Yeah.
Tea Time and his associate.
Rector.
Put others in, right, Rector, Thomas Rector. Put others in serious jeopardy.
Well, isn't this lawsuit doing exactly the opposite of what the Golden Gate? It's adding more press. It's giving more attention to these guys.
But it's also maybe hopefully discouraging people from doing it.
No, it's not doing that at all. It's not doing one thing you just said. All it's doing is adding more attention and giving these guys more publicity. It's not discouraging one person. If anything, it's fueling the fire. Oh. And you know it deep down inside.
No. Are you thinking now you're going to climb the Golden Gate Bridge?
Me? Yeah.
You just said it fueled the fire.
For other daredevils.
Peter Tea Time did some interviews and not only candidly admitted to these crimes, but bragged about his stunts as well as his expertise.
I guess it's not discouraging one person.
In getting past sensors, security cameras, and safety mechanisms that were in place. So he does basically...
Did he get the plans for the bridge and plot out their course?
Bleep you, security.
Yeah.
And bleep you, bridge, and bleep you, lawsuit. Right?
Well, right up until he has to cop up money.
I'll tell you something. I'm not one to usually... But if I'm driving down the Golden Gate Bridge just trying to get home from some event we've done and some kid falls on my car, I mean, I feel bad for him, but I feel bad for me too. I was trying to get somewhere. Right. Like, dude, you got to be climbing on the bridge?
Yeah.
Come on, man. What the hell? They were doing somersaults, like, on...
Oh,
you got to see the video.
You don't got to see the video.
Oh, right.
You're not trying to publicize it.
Don't go to the video. It's the wrong thing
to do. It's incredible.
Yeah, well, they're up there doing
ridiculous nonsense. What they do up there. You just, I mean, you're right about the sweating palms. Like, it gives you that pee-pee
feeling. I have them right now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're watching it?
No. I have sweating palms because we're talking about this. Mm.
Well, I'll keep you up on how the lawsuit goes for them. Hooman might be right, though.
He is right.
what are you saying?
Right.
Why is your jaw dropped?
415 says, Salad is right. There's a maze of tunnels under Lucas's ranch that go all the way to Big Rock, and the bunker is about 400 feet down. We're ready.
Damn.
I'm going to need my golden ticket. Please let me in. I'll disguise myself so George doesn't know.
Say something nice about his neck right now.
I actually have a lot of respect for that guy. I think his neck is super attractive.
Speaking of people with necks, you say yours is worst one.
That's why I noticed necks. Yeah, George, my neck is worse than yours. We're in a club together, me and you, George.
Turkey neck.
Mm. Gobble, gobble.
I didn't mean that about you, George. I meant that about her.
I don't know. It felt like you said it about him. Maybe your invitation just got rescinded as well.
Man.
I wanted to be me and you outside the gates crying. We'll hold each other as the radiation takes us.
This story is on the sadder side of bridge stories, but I thought it was worthy of a report. It's a good thing this Uber driver jumped in when he did. A 41-year-old Uber driver named Chad Farley picked up a 28-year-old guy in St. Petersburg, Florida, Monday night. And while they were driving, the guy told him he'd recently been diagnosed with brain cancer and talked about a new treatment his doctor wanted to try. So this guy's just
chatting him up,
spilling to the Uber driver. Then Chad realized the destination the guy had punched in was to the middle of a bridge.
Oh, is right.
The Sunshine Skyway Bridge connects St. Petersburg and Bradenton, Florida. It's about 200 feet tall in the middle. And unfortunately, they say they have the same problem the Golden Gate Bridge has. Mm. This is where people go to end
it. Say goodbye, right.
Chad realized what was going on. Chad Farley, the Uber driver. And instead of dropping the guy off in the middle of the bridge, he dropped him off at a rest stop at one end of it and then called 911. Police found the guy. When they got there, they started talking to him. He decided, I'm running into the water. It was dark by then, and he jumped in to drown himself.
So the fall, he wasn't hurt in the fall. He just got in the water
and started, I'm just going to swim out and drink water until I...
Right.
The cops took off their gear and went in after him. They found him unconscious several minutes later, did CPR and saved his life. I know this is a real story. It's not The Incredibles, but I had that moment in The Incredibles. You know the movie?
Yes.
Where Mr. Incredible saves the guy jumping off the building.
Yes.
And then the guy sues him because he was like, you hurt me.
Right.
You hurt my neck. Saving me. He's like, I saved you.
Yeah, but you hurt me.
Right.
Did he win?
They all. That's why all the superheroes had to go undercover. There could be no more superheroes because they kept, you know, they'd save everybody, but they'd destroy the city in the process. So they kept getting sued, and it was racking up all this money that they had to pay. Because, you watch these movies, and the whole city
that's really good.
Does get destroyed.
Oh, man.
Chad says they talked in the car about why you can't give up, even if you're up against something like cancer. And Chad, the Uber driver, plans on visiting this young person in the hospital as soon so they can talk some more.
Oh.
He's okay. Mm. And hopefully
he'll have successful experimental brain cancer treatment.
That is a tough one.
It is a tough one.
But if you're the Uber driver, you can't drop him off in the middle of the bridge and be all,
bye.
5 stars, please.
Can you just give me a rating real quick? I know you got other things to do. But if someone puts the middle of a bridge as their destination, I mean, isn't that kind of a cry for help in and of itself?
Yes. Except the part that is tripping me out is then he ran into the water even though people were there to help him. Right. So that shows some
level of
drive,
commitment.
Right. That they had to use CPR to save him even though they were all just standing there together.
Right. Eey.
Drunk driving is wrong.
Yes.
Yep. 44-year-old Sean McCullough of Haverton, Pennsylvania, was driving drunk. They say here he put down at least a dozen beers last week.
Oh.
Apparently he realized he was too hammered to drive and wanted a safe place to park his car and sleep it off. So he went to the police station.
Oh. Well, it is safe there.
You think it's wrong?
It's dumb.
He headed to the nearest station, drove across their grass and sidewalk, and pulled his Ford station wagon into a spot next to some police cars. Police saw him pull up over their grass and curb and went over to him. He said he was hammered and that he came here to find a safe place to sleep it off.
Mm. Well, that is a pretty safe parking lot. If you're looking for a parking lot to crash out in while you sober up, I would think a police station parking lot would be about the safest place.
Was he arrested?
Yes.
He was. Mm. You're right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Thank you.
Good answer.
Well, they saw him come in. You're not supposed to be. Aren't you not even supposed to be in a car with the keys on you?
Correct.
If they can consider that.
Yeah, who knows what that deal is? I've heard people say, oh, I'm going to get in the back seat and throw the cars outside the keys outside the window.
Uh-huh.
I can't get busted then. I'm sure they can still bust you. You're in a car. It's yours.
What about if you're in the trunk?
Good question, Hume.
Can someone in law enforcement let us know?
I bet you there's a police who's come across that.
Right, sure.
It's perfect drunk thinking.
I know.
I know what I'll do.
I'll get in the trunk.
Right. Way back.
Right. I'm not even really technically in the car.
How about a fast fact?
I love a fast fact, Vincent.
Your rectum has similar cells to your mouth, which is why spicy foods can burn on the way out as much as they do when you're eating them.
Oh, how delightful. What a delightful fast fact that is.
How about one more?
I don't really know how much more we could say about that.
I don't know. I was just going to see if you had anything good.
Nope.
The most valuable stamp in the world is a 1 cent 1856 British Guinea stamp. Guiana stamp. It sold at auction a few years ago for $9.5 million.
Man, these collectors.
Pull up the picture. It's so dumb. It is a dumb stamp.
Well, and I'll tell you right now, there were people in that line going, oh, come on, man, stamps? Really?
You have the picture for
that's
them?
That's practically Pony Express days. Like, that's not, that's like, that is an old stamp.
We came here to mail stuff, not buy stamps, you fool. Move
I've
it along.
But they do also sell stamps here. So yeah, I'm going but... to, and I collect stamps, so and I want the new stamps. So you whippersnapper.
$9.5 million. Oh, that's it?
Let's have a look.
Dumb. Wow.
You got it?
I can't even.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it?
Look.
Huh.
It's that stop
sign
looking thing.
Yeah, it's a stop sign. It says Guyana underneath it. And...
Does it?
It does. Well, it does in this picture. I don't know. They're just showing the stop sign in some of the spots. Oh, it's even canceled. That's actually got ink all over it.
Yeah.
Huh. So that must be a not. It must be the like a perfect one that isn't canceled.
$9.5 million.
That's pretty good.
For a stamp. By the way, did we win the lottery?
Oh, yeah. Did we win the lottery?
What's the deal? What do we know?
I didn't.
We don't.
I heard there was no. I thought I heard no winner.
We heard that there was no winner. I don't know about the other. What's the other one we did?
Powerball.
Mega and Powerball.
I'll check them this weekend.
Okay.
Come on! Yesterday, I'm walking down the street to get to my car after I get my tickets, and Yuzika goes, hey! And there she is with Vaughn. They're rolling down the street. They look like a party. I'm all, what the heck?
I was all, what's up, Vaughn?
Where were you guys?
And Vinny turns around.
Outside lands.
Yeah, we went to
for the tickets.
Where were you?
Outside
I thought
lands.
You were going to do that with her.
No, I'm not going to go to Outside Lands this year. It's our last weekend with the kids, and we're super busy. Okay. I know.
And then, so as we're walking up, so before we saw you, we were around the corner, and me and Vaughn look at this car, and the car is totaled.
Oh.
Just sitting right there, you know, in one of the street spots. And I go, what the happened to that car? And this girl goes, are you Yuzette? And I'm like, hey. And so the car, she told us, I know she hears me say that and she knows it's me, but she said that car got totaled this morning, hit a truck that was right in front, and she lived right there and heard the whole thing happen.
Oh.
But it was totaled.
Hey, this what? Reminds me.
What?
Vaughn posted, did you see Vaughn's story?
I did, and I forgot to bring it up. When
what?
We, about that shutdown, a police shutdown.
He's like was 15 it? Feet away from a bomb robot.
Was that in the Tenderloin?
Come here, Vaughn.
Should we have him
he
over?
Had. He said, yeah, bring him
Vaughn,
in here.
Come in here.
He said the intersection. I forget what it was, but he was like right across the street from the, I'm like, I think my comment on his thing was, run! What are you doing?
What happened?
Yeah, so this was Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was at home about to go up to my a meeting. And I went outside, and the police were like, go back inside. You know, you can't be outside on the street right now. And, you know, found out what's going on. It was a bomb threat down on Tenderloin. There was a package left on Turk and Leavenworth down there in a TL. And they cleared the entire street about three blocks surrounding it. For about an hour long, and yeah, there was.
But
a
you snuck up to it. I mean, he's got video yeah. of the actual bomb
really?
Robot. He snuck up to
I
it.
I wasn't super close. I was inside of my building.
That like, looked pretty damn
gate.
Close. You
well,
were
it looks
right
like
there.
It was right outside his building.
Right.
It was. Yeah. It was. I was like across the street, inside of my door, and everything.
Wow. And you didn't think to yourself, yeah. "Can the tub cover? Duck and cover?"
I thought about it.
So obviously, the thing didn't go off. I mean, it didn't make the news. This
Is this
morning.
Your new yeah. place?
Yeah, yeah.
Looks like a great place. It's super, like, no, yeah. you know, really safe and
amazingly safe.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, station's right there on the corner, the police station.
Oh, you know, so, I
mean, it's a brand new station.
They were
too.
Quick to get there, I guess.
Well, yeah, because it's right there on their block. They're
right.
all like, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, but it,
so
it was
nothing crazy. Happened. They
nothing happened. Yeah.
Didn't have to disarm anything. It was just somebody's lunch that they'd set down.
Right, exactly.
All right. Well, listen, in the future, when you see a bomb squad, you know, you should maybe move away.
Yeah. I will do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't do that. Thanks, Ma. Yeah.
Well, I did. I was like yelling at my phone, like, "What? Why are you still there?"
Our text number is 800-400-3697.
Hey.
Hey.
Go to Vaughn Da Wizard if you want to see the video, everyone.
V-O-N-D-A.
We got to change your name on there. Vaughn Da Wizard.
It sounds like Vonda.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Anyway, for now, it's V-O-N-D-A Wizard.
You can find him. We all follow him.
Duh Wizard.
Thank you.
Duh Vonda Wizard.
Vonda. There used to be a Vonda Shepherd.
I was looking
her?
At that yeah. going, who's Vonda Wizard?
Yeah, who's Vonda? I don't know any Vondas.
Don't let them make you feel bad, Vaughn. It's a great name.
I'm not trying to make him feel bad.
Vaughn's a great name, but Vonda?
Vonda was the name.
You had a pause after Vaughn. Vaughn.
Well, they're all one word. It's all strung together, so it looks like Vonda.
Vonda Wizard.
These people don't like Drake either, Vaughn, so you can ignore true, yeah. everything.
Hey, I'm friends with Vaughn. I just didn't see that. I didn't know his show name was Da Wizard. I didn't know that. Sorry.
Beauty.
Oh, my. Let's see. 707 says, this is the first time I've heard of him grabbing her bare ass. In the photo, it looks like his hand is over her skirt.
Yeah.
It's about the Taylor Swift.
Well, she says he put his hand under her skirt.
Which She'd is be why the one she that knows, about it. Right?
She would be. I think it's when he goes, well, your skirt looks fine from the front. She goes, that's because the ass is on the back of my body.
510 says, Bryn is so damn fine.
Oh, ooh, honey.
Ooh. Heart eyeball engaged. Emoji.
Thanks, human.
Yeah, what's wrong with you? Why would you say that?
Because the truth. I just want to remind
Let him
listeners.
Have a second. Sheesh. It's not like yeah. you're going to do anything with her. Yeah. She writes you. She'll write you, go out with you, and then she'll be all, you going to kiss me? No, the moment's ruined.
Because you said something about it.
Right. Don't talk
You've made
when
it
I'm
awkward
staring
for
in
me.
Your eyes, trying to work up my nerve.
I just want to stare for a while. Don't be, why would you think this is awkward?
Oh, this is the song.
Yeah.
Where's Rachel?
We're in my car. My red Fiero. Oh.
It's too much.
You're too much.
Turn it up.
This is Childish Gambino?
Yeah.
That is so good.
I know.
This should be an Alice Essential.
I can't believe you just didn't. Just 781 didn't go in for the kiss.
Makes a good point.
Oh, yeah?
How are you going to sue someone for not giving you an STD?
I know. It's so strange.
It is weird.
Well, she just wants money. She's even said it. She's like, that's why I didn't put a dollar amount on it. Whatever the jury sees fit, if it gets that far, I guess. She's looking for payout.
Right. But, I mean,
she wants
talk
to be
about
made
a
to
lawyer
go away.
Going to talk to someone. Like, you boned a guy you don't even know
mm-hmm.
without protection.
Mm-hmm.
And you're somehow surprised there's a possibility you may have gotten something.
Mm-hmm. And who knows when he got herpes? I mean,
I have no idea. It sounds like he's been carrying for a while. That's not really the point. The point is she was like...
Well, this lady seems to think she's got a case, and it's right. Gloria Allred's daughter. And as you know, she is the defender
yep.
of the meek and anybody who can make her a little more famous.
I am out of time.
No, it's all right. We have the new music out today, so we'll be checking that. We've also got singles from a couple of people. And then streaming. Well, streaming TV in the future. Oh, goodness.
Sorry, shame. That was that's a backwards bell. Take that back. That wasn't supposed to be a bell. My
Alice 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.